नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
हरे कृष्ण
Srila Rupa Goswami has written that a higher abode even than Vaikuntha, the eternal abode of the Lord, beyond material existence, is Mathura. Because it is in Mathura that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears within this world. And within the Mathura Mandala, the most special place is the forests of Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his most intimate pastimes, including the Rasa Lila. And the most intimate special place in the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan, the king of all mountains, wherein Krishna performs his most special pastimes with the gopis, with the gopas, with the cows, with the calves. And Krishna revealed this hill to be non-different from himself and personally lifted it with his little finger for 7 days and seven nights. And the most special place within Govardhan is Radha Kund, where Srimati Radharani's love fully manifests in a liquid form. And just as her love is most dear, in fact conquers the heart of Krishna, in the same way this Radha Kund is dear to Krishna. During Krishna's Leela, as we have discussed, Krishna wanted the residents of Vrindavan, headed by Nanda, to abandon all varieties of religion and surrender to his loving service. This is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masucha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. I shall protect you from all reactions. Do not fear. The Srimad Bhagavatam tells us that when you water the root of the tree, every part of the tree is satisfied. And everything that exists has its roots, has its origin in Krishna, in God. Janmadyasha yataha. The absolute truth is from whom everything emanates. When we water the root of the tree, the leaves, branches, twigs, bark, everything is satisfied. When we satisfy Krishna, devarshi bhutaptinanam pitranam There's a beautiful verse in Bhagavat that tells we fulfill all our obligations. All of the devatas, all of the spiritual or religious principles, all living entities, our forefathers, mothers. By satisfying Krishna, everything is fulfilled. Krishna told the cowherd men and ladies, Indra may be the king of the devas. Indra may be supplying to you, to us, the rain, without which there could be no life. Water is so important. The vast majority of the planet Earth is water. The major part of our bodies is water in various forms. Without water, there could be nothing to drink, nothing could grow. When we live in the cities, sometimes we're so disconnected from the reality around us that we think that water comes from the tap that we turn on, and food comes from the marketplace that we purchase it. But the reality that all food is coming from the earth, and earth can only provide food when there is sufficient water. Drought is devastating. We have been to villages in India where there have been massive droughts, and it's practical devastation. Utter poverty where there's drought. So here is the demigod, the deva, who was supplying water. And the Brijabasis are farmers, and they take care of cows. So they are very directly aware that rain is not only their occupational sustenance, but their survival. And so many generations, there was this puja to show gratitude and honor to the person who gives us water. What it really comes to is a sense of gratitude, to acknowledge those people that are helping us so much. There could be no love without gratitude. Culture within human civilization is very much about having the decency to honor, respect, and be grateful to people who help us. Parents help us. The mother, what she goes through while we're in the womb, so much trouble. But in the Vedic culture, there's celebrations and festivals for different stages of pregnancy, where actually the mother is feeling very happy and she's celebrating the different transformations that are taking place within her own body, because she's not just seeing it as something ordinary. You see, where there's affection, it could transform what appears to be pain into bliss. Bhaktivinoda Thakur offered a beautiful prayer that the difficulties, the trials, the tribulations, and even the sufferings that I endure in serving you, Krishna, is my greatest happiness. When we endure difficulty for the ones we love, our happiness is in pleasing the one we love. If a mother, even going through pain, is thinking, through this pain, I'm nourishing, I'm protecting, and I'm helping my child. There may be pain to the physical body, but it brings pleasure to the heart. And real happiness is a thing of the heart, not a thing of the body and mind. Real happiness has its origin in the soul's love for Krishna. So what Krishna was asking the Vrijabhasis to do was something very radical, to completely disrupt a tradition that had been honored to respect and show gratitude to the great king of the heavens who supplies rain for our sustenance, to worship a mountain. The cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. And because the residents of Vrindavan, ultimately, whether they lived or died, was a detail. But how they made Krishna happy, that was the all in all, that was the everything. Because they had such love. They were not concerned with their own happiness, they weren't even concerned with liberation. Lord Shiva describes Chitraketu, a great devotee. Narayana parasarve nakutanshtana bibhide swarga pavarga narakeshu apitulyate darshana. Just see the nature of these devotees. Whether they're in heaven or whether they're in the most suffering conditions of hell makes absolutely no difference to them. Their only satisfaction, their only concern is their serving. In whatever situation they're serving, they're happy. And the reality is we could serve anywhere. There is no material situation that could ever be an impediment to bhakti, devotion, if we are sincere. So for the pleasure of Krishna, they were willing to disrupt the most major religious observance they did all year. And Indra was very angry. We discussed this the other day on Govardhan Puja. But Krishna manifested himself as Govardhan Hill. As the Vrijabhasis offered, on Krishna's suggestion, mountains and mountains and mountains of food, Krishna appeared in a gigantic form on top of Govardhan Hill. It was like two mountains in one. One was an animate mountain, which had a very Krishna-like form, and the other was a mountain, which was purely Krishna's form. And the mountain spoke, and then ate all the food, and then asked for more, and then gave everything back. And it was such a festival. The festival of all festivals. The Vrijabhasis, led by Krishna and Balaram, they circumambulated Govardhan Hill, and that was the first parikrama. And since that time, the greatest saints, simple farmers and devotees, avatars, have come to this place to worship Govardhan. It is considered a most conducive place for the awakening of bhakti. In Sri Giriraj, such a history. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he came to Govardhan Hill. He was embracing the stones because he was seeing each one of them was personally the body of Krishna. Now that was just 500 years ago. So we can understand from a physical perspective, Govardhan Hill was looking very much the same as it is today. The same stones that we're seeing on the Sri Giriraj are the stones that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing. But he was in the height of his ecstatic love, Sri Radha's love for Krishna, because he was seeing that the mountain itself was the full-fledged body of Krishna, and every single little stone, big and small, was the body of Krishna. He was embracing and weeping. And out of his honor, he would not walk on the Govardhan Hill because he considered, this is the body of my beloved Lord. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. This is an eternal spiritual truth. We are different than our body. This is the most fundamental principle of spiritual knowledge. You are not your body. You are the eternal soul that gives consciousness and life to the body. Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram yovanam chara. The Gita tells, the soul is passing through all the different changes of childhood to youth to old age. And at the time of death, the Atma, the living force, moves into another body. The very basis of bondage and misery is we're thinking, I am this body. And we're trying to find enjoyment by giving satisfaction to the body. And Srila Prabhupada gives the example. It's like having a very nice cage for a bird and spending your whole time decorating the cage and completely forgetting to feed the bird. The bird is starving, suffering, and dying while we're putting ornaments on the cage. That is human civilization as we know it. We work so hard for these gross and subtle bodies of the physical and mental bodies, but we neglect the need of the soul. The Atma is hungry, is starving to taste the infinite, all-attractive, sweet love of Krishna, of God. The very propensity, the nature of the Atma, is to ecstatically feel the happiness of giving its whole love to Krishna. And giving our whole love to every living being who is part of Krishna. But Krishna, he is his body. Because on the spiritual level, there is no material, temporary coverings of ignorance. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is the Parabrahman. He is the supreme Brahman. He is the Paramatma, the supreme soul. And his body is made out of pure spiritual substance. His body and him, there is no difference. And even in our liberated state, in the spiritual world, there is no difference between our bodies and our souls. Our souls actually have an eternal, beautiful, loving form in relationship to God's supreme eternal form. So when Lord Chaitanya was seeing Govardhan Hill, he was seeing Krishna, his beloved. It wasn't just a matter of making an offense to Krishna by stepping on him or being disrespectful. That's a very preliminary state of trying to live according to spiritual principles. But out of love, he couldn't bear putting his feet on the beautiful body of his beloved. And Gopal, or Srinathji, the Murti of Sri Madhavendra Puri, his Param Guru, was on the top of Govardhan Hill. This was very much the prominent deity of our sampradaya. Krishna, who was originally established by Vajranab, the son of Aniruddha, the son of Pradyumna, who was the son of Krishna, and installed on the top of Giriraj, this beautiful, beautiful form. Lord Chaitanya had heard about him from his guru. He was yearning, longing for the darshan of Gopal. But still, out of love for Giriraj, he could not go on that hill. But the deity of Krishna is Krishna. And in the role of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was yearning for Krishna, and Krishna was yearning for Lord Chaitanya. And since Lord Chaitanya wouldn't come to see him out of love, the Lord came down to see Lord Chaitanya out of love. And he played a very, very beautiful pastime where there was a rumor. And in that rumor, it was spread that there was an army of invaders that were coming to Govardhan to destroy the deities in the temples. So the pujaris, the priests, secretly brought Sri Gopal off the hill. And as soon as he came down to the ground level, Lord Chaitanya was there to greet him. And they went to a special little secret village. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the whole time Gopal was in that village, Lord Chaitanya was worshiping him, offering his body, mind, words, love, dancing in sweet ecstasy, and giving the highest pleasure to Krishna by inducing everyone in the village all around to join him in the Sankirtan of the holy names. As long as Srinathji was in that village, Lord Chaitanya stayed there. And when everybody understood that there was actually never an army that was ever even planning to come, it was just a rumor, then they brought Krishna back And Lord Chaitanya was dancing and singing with his arms raised in kirtan procession. And when they came to the foot of Giriraj, Lord Chaitanya bowed down as Gopal climbed the hill with his devotees to be placed back in his temple. And since that time, 500 years ago, those who follow Lord Chaitanya, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, the path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of great souls. None of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya would go on Govardhan Hill. Other sampradayas do. And it's perfectly fine for them to do so. Krishna sees the nature of our love. But it is the nature of our love to follow in the footsteps of how our previous acharyas and how our beloved Lord taught us to show our love. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami lived most of his life right at Radhakund. Sanatan Goswami lived a good portion of his life at Chakaleshwar Mahadev Temple, at Manasi Ganga. Year after year after year, never once did they go on the hill. They would circumambulate it from around every day and worship with love and devotion Krishna in the form of Giriraj. But still, Srinathji Gopal was on top of the mountain, and they all longed to see him, but they wouldn't go up. Out of love for Gopal, they wouldn't go to see Gopal. Love can be a very mystical, mysterious thing. Because love is something that springs from the very inner depths of our souls. It doesn't arise from the ever-changing tides of our mind or intellect. So Sri Gopal decided he was yearning to see his devotees. So again, there was another rumor, just like the other one. This is about two generations later. And he came down to Mathura to hide for over a month. And Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami and the Goswamis, they all lived there. And just worshipped Sri Gopal to their heart's content with pure love until he was brought back up in the mountain. Rupa Goswami had bhajan kutir around Govardhan and Radhakund. Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, Shamananda, they went on Govardhan Parikrama with Raghava Pandit, who lived in a cave just near Govardhan Hill. The cave is still there today. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur spent most of his life here at Govardhan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita here at Govardhan. many of the greatest Vaishnav literatures of our Goswamis and their descendants, Acharyas, were written here at Govardhan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they had bhajan kutirs here near Govardhan. And our own beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, whose disappearance day we are celebrating tomorrow. How much he taught us the sanctity of this holy place. When his body was in such a state that he couldn't walk, he couldn't sit up. He was at the very, very end of his body's physical existence. At that time, he told devotees he wanted to do Govardhan Parikrama. 14 miles around, 21 kilometers. They said, Srila Prabhupada, you can't even walk. You can't even sit up. And he said, take me on a bullock cart. That means a cart, wooden cart driven by oxen. And his doctor said, within the first few minutes, the shaking of an ox cart, he cannot survive. It's humanly, physically impossible. He cannot survive. And Srila Prabhupada was, no, take me. I want to do Govardhan Parikrama. What is Govardhan Parikrama? It's not a ritual. It's an expression of love. To circumambulate Govardhan Hill is a way of expressing the depth of love and gratitude for Giriraj. When Sanatan Goswami was doing his Govardhan Parikramas every day, even in his old age, he wasn't just doing it for his spiritual purification. He was doing it as an expression of his love. Can you imagine the troubles it takes? But because that offering of love is so pleasing to Krishna, Sanatana Goswami was willing, through great efforts, even in old age, every single day to do the parikrama. Because whatever I feel, Krishna's pleased. And Krishna was so worried about him because he loved Krishna so much. Krishna appeared as a little boy and said, you're too old. You don't have to do this anymore. And Sanatana Goswami said, no, I promised Krishna in my heart I would do this every day, so I must do it. But you're so old and it's so difficult. Then the little boy, he didn't reveal himself as Krishna immediately. He went on the hill and played his flute and caused the mountain to, a stone to melt, and his footprint was there. And he came down and said, now you see, this is Krishna's footprint. And this stone, every stone is as good as Govardhan, the whole mountain. So you go 7 times around this stone and it's just as good as doing Govardhan Parikrama. And this is what will please Krishna. This was the nature of the relationship that they had. You see these physical bodies from the perspective of bhakti. Its purpose is an instrument to express our love, or in the neophyte state, our intent to to love. Srila Prabhupada told us that you could express your love by your enthusiasm. Srila Prabhupada said, if you are enthusiastic, that is a way of expressing your love. It's like Giriraj Maharaj was saying, if somebody does something for you and they say, I really don't want to do this, I don't want to, I have no happiness, I have no enthusiastic, but I'm supposed to do it, so here, take this. Does that give you satisfaction? Well, if we just do things for Krishna because we have to, it's better than not doing it. But if we're enthusiastic to please Krishna, that's an expression of love. Somebody asked Prabhupada, what if we don't have enthusiasm? Srila Prabhupada said, that doesn't matter. Just act enthusiastic. Whether you feel it or not, just act enthusiastic. And someone may say that acting enthusiasm is making a show. If you're acting enthusiastic because you want to get something out of it for your own selfish ego, then it is a show. If we act enthusiastic for so that people think, I am a great devotee, I am very advanced, I am very special, I am very blessed and empowered, then that's just a show. But if we feel no enthusiasm, but we act enthusiastic simply because that act of enthusiasm will give pleasure to Krishna, then the act of enthusiasm is actually an expression of our intent to love. And through actions, through our body and our mind and our words, as ways to express our intent to love, that is the way that we attract the mercy that brings that love. In the Damodar Lila, which we were discussing the other day, Krishna's mother, Yashoda Mai, was trying to bind him with that rope, and she was tying more and more and more and more ropes, but every time it was always the width of two fingers too small. What is it that will compensate for the rope of our love to actually bind Krishna? Krishna binds us by the rope of his love, and we in turn bind Krishna by the rope of our love. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells that one of those fingers is the enthusiasm and the sincerity of our effort. And when that is there, it attracts Krishna's mercy, which is the other finger. And that mercy is what actually removes the veil of Maya, so that the natural, eternal love that is within our heart, the prema, awakens and manifests. Maya is very strong. Daivi heshu gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. This Maya, consisting of the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, is so powerful. Guna means a rope. It's a different kind of rope. The gunas are like ropes that keep us bound to our egos and to our selfish attachments, and through them keep us bound to miseries of our body and mind, miseries caused by other living beings, miseries caused by natural disturbances, birth after birth after birth. But when we just take shelter of Krishna, by Krishna's mercy, by just following these regulative principles of bhakti with enthusiasm and sincerity, we can attract the mercy of the Lord. And by that mercy, we can be rescued from these ropes of material existence. The screen of ignorance and illusion is removed. Krishna Surya Samaya Haya Andhakar. When the sun rises, all darkness is naturally dispelled. Krishna is like the sun. And Maya is like darkness, illusion. When that sun rises, then we see who we really are, who we've always been. Jivera Swarupoya Krishnera Nitya Das, we're eternal lovers of Krishna. And we see Krishna. We see Krishna in our hearts. We see Krishna as the object of our love in every situation. And in that state, this body, this mind, and everything in this world becomes a wonderful facility for devotional service, for bhakti. Within this world that we're living in, many of the deepest secrets of the spiritual world have been revealed to the world from here at Govardhan Hill. By Krishna himself, by Sri Radharani, and through their greatest loving devotees. Through their words, through their literatures. Raghunath Das Goswami was given that Govardhan Shila by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was always moist with the tears of Lord Chaitanya's love. He kept it close to his heart for 3 years continuously. And out of his love for his devotee, he gave that Shila and the Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami considered, in giving me the Govardhan Shila, he has given me eternal residence at Govardhan Hill. And by giving me the Gunjamala, he has given me the shelter of the love of Sri Radha. For Raghunath Das Goswami, there was nothing else that had any interest to him. He already was a billionaire, young, beautiful. He didn't leave things out of frustration. He left everything behind because by associating with saints like Haridas Thakur, he tasted something so infinitely more meaningful and beautiful and satisfying in Krishna and his names. That these things had meant nothing for him. People work so hard for money, for prestige, for property. The whole world is under that spell. And in Kali Yuga, that's practically the all in all. But in the lives of these great Goswamis, we find a whole nother dimension and perspective of reality. they considered a single speck of dust in Vrindavan to be more valuable than all the wealth and riches of the universe. One time our Gurudev Srila Prabhupada was in Denver, Colorado, in a very beautiful park that the city obviously spent many millions and millions of dollars to make so beautiful, with lakes and flowers and gardens and bushes and trees and lawns. And Srila Prabhupada was walking through it with a few devotees. And he said, "You see, people are working so very, very hard to maintain this place. And we don't do anything. We just come and enjoy it." But the enjoyment is not in owning something, because with proprietorship come so many anxieties. Yes? I'm a little swami. I go to people's houses. Sometimes they let me stay somewhere on the floor in their home. Sometimes they give me more, but I usually just take the little floor. And I'm eating their food and I'm sleeping. And I'm just happy. But they're struggling like anything to maintain that place. And little swamis and brahmacharis, we just come and say, "Hari Bol," we do kirtan. We have kirtan there. We do some Hari Katha there. We touch their little babies' heads. And I really believe that we enjoy their houses probably a million times more than they enjoy their houses. Because it's such... Vaisheshika Prabhu, when did you come? I was just waiting for the message that you... I'm going to end right now. I'm sorry I didn't see you. So what is the wealth? Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan. In regard to Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita says that renunciation is the basic principle that sustains the lives of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And seeing that renunciation gives Lord Chaitanya such satisfaction. But what is renunciation? One time a devotee asked Prabhupada, "I want to renounce everything." And Srila Prabhupada told him, "Nothing is yours, so you have nothing to renounce." That was a striking reply. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "The only thing you have to renounce is the illusion that you have anything to renounce." Yukta Vairagya is what Rupa Goswami taught us. Sri Rupa Goswami was living under different trees every night, begging for some roti or some chickpeas. But he was in the highest ecstasies of the gopis' love for Krishna. But he taught this principle of Yukta Vairagya. Real renunciation is not just to give up things, but to give up the ego and to give up the selfish enjoying spirit and to use whatever best way we can serve Krishna. One time Srila Prabhupada was in New Dwarka in Los Angeles. He had a very nice room that the devotees made for him. Devotees worked so hard to put beautiful original art of Krishna's Leela's. It was simple, but so nice. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting with one of his disciples. He said, do you remember I showed you my rooms at Radha Damodar Temple? In those days, it was just clay walls and clay floor. He said, I long to be back there. But for me to stay here in this beautiful room is renunciation. Because this is how I could best serve my guru. This is how I could best reach people's hearts with Krishna's message. Srila Prabhupada put so much energy to build temple in Mayapur, to build temple in Bombay, and Krishna Balaram temple. One of his followers was one of the leaders of the construction. And in those days, a foreign person working with these construction companies in Uttar Pradesh was really difficult. At every stage, they were trying to cheat. There was so much negotiating and bargaining, and then they would, after negotiating and bargaining, and the trucks on the way, they would weigh it, and then they'd take it off and sell it to somebody else on the way, and then come and say, this is what you bought. And it was so much death threats and everything else. And this devotee said to Prabhupada, everyone in Vrindavan saying, Radhe, Radhe, I want to do that. The Goswamis, you know, I why so much anxiety? And Srila Prabhupada explained, whatever way we could best serve, that is the highest renunciation. Whether it means we're doing Dandavat Parikrama around Govardhan Hill, or whether it means we're flying in a jet plane to speak in the British Parliament. Whatever way Krishna wants us to serve, renunciation is to serve with all our heart. Nadanamna janamna sundarim kavitam vajagadishaka. Without expecting anything for ourselves except the privilege to serve. And Govardhan is also named Haridas Bharya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that this gopi who spoke this verse is Srimati Radharani. If anyone knows who is a devotee, it's Srimati Radharani, who is the very reservoir and source of all devotion and all love forever. And she is saying that Giriraj Govardhan is Haridas Varya, the best of all the devotees, because he gives the greatest pleasure to Krishna. Although Govardhan is Krishna himself, Govardhan, like Lord Chaitanya, is taking the role of a devotee as well. And why is he the greatest devotee? Because he gives the greatest happiness to Krishna's devotees. Krishna tells, one who worships me is not as dear to me as one who pleases my devotees. Govardhan is giving fresh grass that is fragrant and soft and nutritious and gives the best milk. Because the cows, when they eat the grass, it tastes so good, and it smells so good, and it's so soft, and it makes them so healthy. And most of all, the only reason the cows are eating the milk is to give, eating the grass is to give milk to Krishna, and that grass fulfills the cow's desires by creating the best milk. The best way we could please a devotee is by facilitating them to please Krishna. And the best way we can facilitate devotees to please Krishna is to facilitate devotees to give pleasure to other devotees. This is the message here. And the rocks of Govardhan Hill, when the cows, the calves, the gopis, the gopas, Krishna, Balaram, those stones in the summer, they're cool. In the winter, they're warm. And whenever any of Krishna devotees step on them, they become very soft like flower petals. And the waterfalls, the lakes, they're like nectar, cool in the summer, warm in the winter. And they are so nectarine that when the cows, the calves, the gopas, the gopis, whoever drinks it, they roll in the dust in ecstasy and cry. It's so delicious. And what is that deliciousness? It doesn't just taste good to their tongues, but Govardhan, Haridas Varya's love is so much infused, like the tears of his ecstasy into that water, that when they're drinking it, they're becoming infused with Giriraj's love for Radha and Krishna. And by that association, even Krishna becomes intoxicated. And providing beautiful caves for Krishna and his devotees to relax. In this way, Srimati Radharani is a saying that the greatest service we could render is to please the Lord's devotees. And Radharani, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Sri Radha. And he taught this principle. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Das Anudas. Highest aspiration, not to become God, not to become a powerful mystic, but to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, because there's nothing it gives greater happiness to Krishna than that. And Krishna tells in Gita, one who gives this message, one who gives the nectar of pure devotional service, bhakti, to the people of this world, to the devotees and to the people in general, and awakens their love for Krishna, there is no one more dear to than me. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm a fruit vendor, and I have so many of these fruits of love of God, I can't give them out by myself. I'm asking my devotees, please help me to give them out. And there's no one who is more dear to me than that. Tomorrow is the most holy day of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance. We're speaking about Giriraj Govardhan as Haridas Varya, who Sri Radharani is praising as the greatest devotee. What our beloved Guru Maharaj did, such unconditional compassion, selfless service. He was living in the very heart of the place where Krishna is eternally performing his Rasalila in Seva Kunj. And when he was just going on 70 years old, he left that place to travel around the world 11 times. So much trouble. And dealing with people like us. So much trouble. But he never gave up. That was love. That is the spirit of Haridas Varya. And today we are very honored that one of the very dearmost beloved exemplary disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who has taken Srila Prabhupada's mission of compassion into his heart of hearts, is going to speak to us. One of my very dearest friends. He is historically and to the present day one of the greatest speakers of Krishna consciousness, one of the greatest distributors of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental books, inspiring and teaching hundreds, thousands of others in that spirit. His own personal sadhana is incredible. He lives with wife, little home, and yet every day he does Giriraj Puja, Shalagram Puja, Gornitai Puja, Prabhupada Puja for several hours. It's incredible. And then how he's inspiring hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And because he has been inspired. He has understood with gratitude the mercy that he has been given. And Srila Prabhupada told us, if you want to repay me what I have given you, just accept it and share it with others. The origin of the highest realm of this expression is here at Govardhan Hill. Yes, Srila Prabhupada in his last days, he said, take me on parikrama of Govardhan. But you will die, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, what more glorious death would there be? But it will be so painful. He said, it'll only be happiness. And then there was a dispute between two different camps of Prabhupada's followers. Some were saying, he said we do it, we must do it. And others saying, we can't bear to see him suffer and die like this. Impossible, we can't do it. And there was, it was very mystical situation. And one of Prabhupada's dear godbrothers, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, came to see Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he said, Prabhupada, you're driving us crazy like this. And Prabhupada said to Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he said, see how much they love me. He was just churning their love for him, churning their devotion for him. Different people have different moods with different understandings, and Prabhupada accepted and loved both of them and was just churning that. But at the same time, it was one of his final lessons. The sacredness and importance of Govardhan Hill. Srila Prabhupada served Sri Giriraj by traveling around. He was doing parikrama of the planet, spreading the congregational chanting of the holy name. And then in his last days, in his heart of hearts, he performed the parikrama of Sri Giriraj. And it is my great honor and my great pleasure to introduce one of my very dearmost friends, God brothers, and one of my greatest inspirations, Vaisheshika Prabhu. Everyone, please welcome him very enthusiastically. And name again? Kavi. Kavi, one of the greatest, he's actually one of the most popular singers in Latin America, and he was a very, very popular musician, and he transformed that music into Harinam Sankirtan and beautiful songs about Krishna. And he has a beautiful family, and we're so grateful. Let us welcome Sridharji Koshyabela and Kaviji by very loudly chanting. And my god brother Tribhanganananda ji from the UK. Let us welcome him. And I don't know who else is here because my eyes are 60 years old. But I'm just so grateful. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he is going to illuminate us with his incredible depths of love and devotion to Srila Prabhupada, because he won't be able to come tomorrow. He's under such demand to be everywhere else.
Sure, Mark. Are you taking it?